You know what, Des? I met this guy in Omegle, but he's not really my type.
Why? Why not?
He's just not really my type, and now I can't block him.
Why? You just met him on Omegle.
Because I'm scared of karma.
What? Jay, let's do it again. That was so bad.
It was meant to be bad. Literally, di natapagatan mo lang.
Ikaw!
Nah, I'm good with that.
But in practice, it's mostly a podcast about suffering and pain and mental illness
and disappointment.
Yes.
So what do we have here, Des?
What do we have
here? What do we have here?
Women are not objects, Jane.
Objectified.
Why would you do that?
Who do we have here, Des?
We have... I don't want to introduce the guests. I want the guests to introduce themselves.
Okay.
So, who do you have here?
Who do you have here? Who are you? Human. Hi. Please introduce yourself.
Whenever you're fucking ready.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hey.
So, Kathy, how would you want other people to describe you?
As much as possible, I don't want people to take time to
Oh my god.
I want to be the person that, like, no one...
Nobody realizes exists.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's more peaceful.
Really? You don't want to be noticed? Or no. You don't want to be known?
No.
Sorry, how Jane, would we're fame whores.
How would people love you? How would people like you?
Well,
True. Me and Jane, we are fame whores, so we can't relate. We love people.
We love people to know us. To love us, to adore us.
Leave a legacy?
Yes, to be a legend.
What
but
makes you...
our special guest.
Cry at night.
What makes you cry at night? What about, like, how would you describe yourself physically?
So women are objects now?
No!
Okay, like, features like that.
Okay, I have a undercut. Okay. I just had it, like...
She has an undercut. Like a cool person.
No, I just noticed it.
And there's also something else that you forgot to mention. Very specifically you. Like a very distinctive part of your face.
My eyebrows?
No.
My face? Close.
Yeah. Her eyesight is shitty as fuck. Right. She has like a 400.
It's 600 now, both 600 eyes.
600,
oh
both
my god,
eyes.
I just noticed. Can so I borrow it?
You want to be blind? Come on.
So that's why I need to get laser.
Oh my god.
Look at that. That is as thick as fucking concrete.
When you look at it, it's like everything magnifies. Especially
you
want to
try it?
So
I know you
want to
try it.
No,
you want to know what it's like to be blind? So yes, that is our special guest. But... I was gonna say, but this isn't about her. I'm just saying this isn't like a. This is. I don't know how to do this now. I'm just saying that it's not about like who people are, but who people want to be.
Who are you? I don't know you. That's not how that sounds.
I'm trying
like.
Out something new to adjust to my new work environment.
Like being a normal blonde.
No, like being a Tumblr page that just has quotes for everyday life. Like, do it today.
Oh, okay.
Love it tomorrow. Something like that. So.
So Kathy,
who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be?
Welcome to this podcast. We ask really heavy questions.
It's not who I want to be. It's
What?
You
want
to
be a rock?
No, I mean, there
isn't
a person.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to be...
Ooh, so deep.
I just want to do something I love for once.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my
what
god.
Is that?
Why
I
do
don't
I feel
know.
Your energy and it is so, so sad? Why are you sad?
No, let's start
I have
with
sessions
our first.
For that.
This is not it.
Jane, join the club. You're the only one here without sessions.
Because I don't have money to afford it.
Sugar daddies, hit us up.
So, what is it that you want to do? What do you love to do?
The sad part is I still don't know what it is. I'm
You know that you're
I'm not. Going through the normal journey, like school, work, and then family. But then that's just it.
You don't really feel that, you know, I guess it's like, you just know that you're not loving it as much as
or
you
like,
could.
If I may ask, what do you want to do? What do you want? Not like, what do you want to do, but just what do you want?
Let's start with immediate things. Chicken, ice cream.
Money. I think I want to jet out of here, like travel and out of my...
Oh, you want to escape?
Oh my god, join us! We're going to Canada! We're gonna migrate... Oh shit, never mind.
Your brother is migrating
to Canada, so that will be awkward.
Let's migrate somewhere else.
Her brother?
You like to travel? I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Do you want to be stuck in a shitty bus or something?
As long as it's not here.
You want to be escape. Want to escape. Yeah. But as far as my mental illness is concerned, I've learned that escaping is not the answer to your problem.
Oh, Jane, really?
Yeah. So you're in heaven. Why do you want to escape?
Primarily because everything,
it's so complicated.
Everyone's eyes are on me, like my family, and that's...
Oh, because everyone
Because
knows
my world
you.
Is so small.
Oh, so that's why you don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
Who is this person? I don't know her.
It's actually the Princess of England.
So you're sick of all the attention?
It's not that I
get that, sort of. That's the reason I left town, because, like, knew me as this awesome girl.
Also, you guys know each other.
Yes, to an extent. So, but what about the things you loved to do as a kid, before everyone was like, hey, how are you?
Before
are you
high sad? School.
Because everything Yes, before through. High school, because we have found but out.
My life went shitty on elementary, do you remember?
Also, we're regressing now.
I talked about that in my sessions as well. Okay, so what about, like, preschool?
You know what she did to me?
Yes,
oh my
she
God.
In elementary. Everyone knows what I did
tell
to
us,
you.
Tell us, the podcast listener.
My therapist knows. My coworkers know. My friends know.
It must be a big regret, huh? Look what it cost you to be an asshole.
I think that was my asshole awakening.
Oh, so you're, like, the good girl, and you're like the bad girl.
Yes.
To put it.
Is that what? Okay. Not really good girl, bad girl, more like mean girl, not really figured out what she was, girl.
So, like, do you.
What about before I ruined your life?
Before you. I was into sports, remember? I was doing cycling.
Oh, right.
What the fuck is cycling?
You ride a bicycle.
Oh.
Girl.
I was just reading this meme and overheard New York, and there was this thing like kind of Soul Cycle. I thought it was that.
Soul Cycle.
Oh, cycling. Like, normal bicycle.
Soul
thing.
Cycling.
Okay.
Yeah, because my entire family was into sports.
Oh, really?
And then my dad really involved us in.
Yeah, they went
of
on
things.
These like long biking trips. Now her dad is into like motorcycling.
Yeah. So do you want to escape using bicycle?
how far do you think you'll get?
Because you can actually do that.
Yeah. Some people have done that.
Why?
Like, I'm
but why?
That. You can literally pack your bags and just
bike
and camp somewhere.
No, your parents will file a missing persons report and they will find
That's
you.
That's your parents.
Like 3 kilometers out of town.
And then what happened?
Then
I
lost my self-esteem and then...
I told you I ruined her life.
Are you mad at her? Because if I were you, I should... Nah, you're not?
Do you know why she hated me?
Because you're gorgeous, I can see.
I told everyone.
Because this guy likes you, right?
He's not even that cute.
We were just secrets, right?
He liked you.
Oh my god! I can see the jealousy! Oh! wasn't that cute. Like, he wasn't cute enough.
Oh my god, this, you don't even like the guy.
No, I did like the guy. He was just substandard. You know, like the guys you're into? Yes. And we had like this whole team of other girls whose crushes also liked her.
But do you like this guy?
No, not at all.
Better not.
Oh my god, this!
But I really don't care. I don't even know what he's doing right now. Should we check?
No, fuck that, bitch.
So what we did, I like to say we, because I didn't start it technically. Yeah. It wasn't my initial idea. There were two bitches. There were two main bitches. And then I was like the third bitch, you know, like, have you seen Heathers? I was like, Veronica. They were like Heathers. They were like real mean bitches. And then there was like...
I don't even remember how it started.
So does that affected you?
I remember how it started.
Or like, why? Like, why?
I know. Friendster.
Friendster?
Yes. What happened was...
Wait, I don't know this. Okay, go.
Was it... It was Friendster, right? Like, the group thing?
No, but... What started the group?
Foot. Okay. The people whose names rhyme with Ryla. Okay. So, I don't know how I joined it.
You made a page?
Because
they made a group?
I didn't make the group, I swear to God. Jesus.
No, Facebook. You mentioned it was already Facebook. Group.
Oh, Facebook? Facebook. It wasn't Friendster?
Oh my god, yes.
Am I making up memories?
It's already Facebook. You had
what
pictures.
If I psychologically changed this story?
Yeah, to serve your purpose.
I'm gonna text my therapist.
Have you, like, does it affect you until now?
Duh.
Actually, the one bitch already apologized to me in college.
What? Who? What?
It was on my birthday. She gave me a cake.
Oh my god,
she was sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry, I bullied you.
Oh my god, actually. Relatable, oh god, which also came to me.
What?
Sorry, but I was like, I'm too cool
what
for you.
What is this story? Who is this?
She bullied me from nursery, but then I was a cool girl and I really don't
now
care.
Now I know
her.
I really now, am a bully because nobody ever bullied me.
Shut up, guys. And now she wants to like invite me to some stuff and I really care about you. You're not relevant. I don't even feel anything.
She doesn't have that kind of self-esteem. We ruined it for her.
Because when she gave me, I was kind of relieved. I'm not the only one carrying this. Like, she was too...
Oh.
Do you want me to buy you a cake?
Do you want, like, a whole freezer?
How do you feel about that, like, when she apologized?
At first, I was relieved that I wasn't the only one. Still thinking about it, but...
Oh my god.
I will also continue to think about it. It's part of my, like, mean girl awakening, as
oh
I
my
said.
God.
So it's part of my personality.
That is so heavy. It's been, like, what, 10 years?
15 or something.
Oh my god, sweetie.
Welcome to my trial. I don't think we ever actually explained it to the viewers. What happened was, when we were kids... A bunch of mean bitches, including myself. Before that, I wasn't that mean.
Oh my god.
That was my mean bitch awakening. So, anyone who wants to sue me, you can blame everything back to that point. That's like the cornerstone of my personality. So, a bunch of mean bitches started a Facebook group, right? And we cyberbullied our guests. We cyber-bullied our guests, like the mean bitches that we are. Imagine a bunch of, like, how old were we? Like, 11
Why
year
are
old?
You not mean?
I don't
because
know.
We ruined it for her.
No,
I never fought back,
no,
though.
There's people who are, like, just mean. Who can fight back?
Like me?
Yeah, there is. Like, why didn't you fight back?
I don't know. Why didn't I fight?
Oh, because you also had anger management issues and you took it in your...
Her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She broke
then
mirrors.
You could have broke their heads.
No, I explode. I usually explode alone.
Yeah.
Like when it's when everything's done.
Oh my god, then. Girl, you have to be a baddie. I'm worried for you, darling.
Let's find those bitches. Oh my god, what if we actually do that?
Like what?
We find the bitches, we force them to apologize, or we bash their head in.
And no, but just... like that speaks when you get
older.
Older. There's gonna be assholes in your workplace.
Yeah. True. There are assholes in school, right?
College. Not really. No one cares about that anymore.
What the hell is med school about? Because in our place,
everyone gave a shit.
No, it's like you're on your own when you're in med school because everyone's so busy.
Oh, you're in med or you're in med school now?
Yeah.
Dentistry.
Can I say that?
Oh,
yeah.
Dentistry.
What year?
On my fifth year, and I have one more year to go. Oh. Is it 6 years?
Shit. Imagine that. So you have one more year
I
to.
Have one more year.
Unless you escape on a bicycle.
Unless I fail, then I'll make it 2 more years.
It's already 1.5 right now.
Escape, you know.
Escape where? I have no job.
After good I escape. Point.
Oh, you can.
I can escape after.
You can, like, do farming.
Do farming
in the towns that you pass by,
and then you ask,
"What
for
do you think this place is?"
Like, there is just some wild arable land.
No, you don't do cycling here in the city.
You don't.
Yeah, you're gonna die, probs. What has this episode been about so far?
So far, this episode has been about drama.
Definitely giving up.
Self-esteem.
Like, oh, okay, I get what this episode is about now. This episode is about, like, stunted growth. Like, you used to have dreams or something, but then something extreme happens. Mm-hmm. Which usually happens in high school, but this happened way back into the formative years that she was just like, bam, stunted forever.
So what do you want to do? Other things that you want to do?
Just everyday activities that you enjoy.
I want to get back to any sports. I'm actually trying out swimming right now.
Oh, what? For real?
I love
for
swimming.
Real.
Ew.
Oh my god, shut up. That's, you're going to die drowning.
Yeah, we're supposed to do swimming because we have scoliosis. But I ain't about that shit.
What else? What other activities?
Like a kid asking her children, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Eating, drinking, things like that.
Right now?
Do you want to be a pop star?
Definitely not. That's got to be the most anxious pop star in the whole universe.
Right now, I don't have time to do anything else.
No,
but
like
study.
In a perfect world.
Oh, in a perfect world. Okay. Yeah. Probably. Oh, I love writing. You
what?
Remember?
Really?
She used to write.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When
a
I
writer.
Get back to that. I peaked at.
She's good, actually.
I peaked at high school.
What do you write?
Peaked at high school.
She peaked at high school. You know like what she writes?
Yeah?
Yeah, stories.
What did she write?
I can't remember them.
But I remember I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. So, good. That's good. At least you have some remnants of, like, some things you enjoy doing. Is there anything else?
Do you remember us taking piano lessons?
What?
Oh!
Did I take piano lessons with you? Uh-huh.
It was a whole class.
Oh, in grade 3?
Grade, was it?
The one with the cute guy?
Oh my god, you're like,
oh shit! It is the first. Okay.
Oh my god, that's the thing.
Apparently,
he's
yes.
a priest now.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, it's a crush.
I still hit that. Probably, I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe we should look him up.
No.
He's a priest.
I don't care. So, you like the piano
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, I gave it up too early. After I got the basics, I tried to study on my own, but then everyone was so fast, and then I was left behind.
Oh,
yeah. Like still on the basics.
I also tried piano, but you know, I hate when people tell me what to do, so I stop.
I know a little piano, but not actual piano.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna buy a keyboard
for you.
So, yeah, you wanna come over and
that's
play?
That's making up for her mistakes.
What do you think I've been doing for the past 15-something years?
Must be a burden, then.
It's not a burden. It's retribution.
No, but you keep mentioning it.
No, this is what you say. Karma. I have to equalize
okay,
my karma Des. Before I die.
I
otherwise, I'm going to be a mosquito.
Okay, Des.
Yes. Is there anything else that we can do for you to make up for past sins? Aside from bake you a cake? Because that's so tacky, bitch. If you're listening.
See how afraid she is of confrontation.
What other activities do you enjoy?
Do you want to tell the story about when you were a blood thing? Yeah.
you enjoyed that?
Story? Yeah.
So okay, what? So she enjoys watching me live my life very
stupid comedic way, such as when
it was high school.
What happened was
nothing happened.
It wasn't exciting. I just went to her place for lunch, but I was supposed to have lunch at my place, but I don't know. What? I didn't call my dad for some reason.
Like, Mom,
I was at school. No. And then I was like, okay, I'll take my lunch.
There was
place.
No telephone back then?
I didn't know why I didn't call my dad.
But they didn't call my house.
Yeah,
too.
They didn't call her house either.
Yeah, what's wrong with your family?
Whose fault is this? They don't do calling, talking, speaking, none of that sort.
And it shows.
So what happened was father filed a blotter report
for being missing for
2 hours for lunch.
How old are you?
I was old. I wasn't definitely not somebody who would blot. I was like around like 14.
Yeah. Oh my god, your parents are
crazy.
Yeah,
they're just so bad at being parents.
And then you had to
pick up your ID at the police station.
I had to go to the police station, pick up my ID and shit like that.
Oh my god, that is so
yes.
dramatic.
So hence, I will not have children because it's not gonna end well.
Okay, Des. Oh my god, I can actually say it. I'm so proud of myself. I am the sanest person.
You are the sanest person in the circle for once, you know?
Yeah, because I hate bad bitches and I really don't care about them.
Then
if
why
you
are
hate
we
me,
friends, Jane?
You're a bad bitches, but there's something that I need from you.
Okay, I get that. Fair trade. I take it.
No, like those bitches, like I actually have like people who bullied me until grade
Why?
6. Because I am
coming from me.
Because I am cute and I'm smart and I can sing and I'm talented.
I wasn't cute enough.
Why did you get bullied?
Because I was the bully.
And I don't fight for people for attention because I have all the attention in the world. Boys like me. I have friends, I make people
Are
laugh.
Are you saying that I wasn't cute enough to get bullied?
No, this, it's just that there's some people who ruin people's lives and I just don't get it. And when you get older, you're just like, I'm gonna move on with my life. I don't care. I don't want to hang out with you. But they're like, hey,
she
I'm in town.
She has moved on with her life. It's just that, you know, residue trauma.
Okay, then.
Considering that it was her formative years. For example, like with our guests, it started in high school.
Uh-huh.
Gian and Senna. And
no,
the rest of the bitches, yeah. to be yeah. honest. It started in high school, like the flopping.
Yeah, because they thought they were not good enough.
Yeah, but high school at that point, you kind of have, you know, some idea of who you are. And like,
yeah.
you can't tell me who I am and who I can be
yeah.
in it elementary school. You don't. You're still relying on other people to tell you who you are.
No, I really do know who I am back in elementary school.
What kind of bitch were you?
Yeah, I had
actually say
I had a crush for this guy for 5 years.
What?
Because I'm committed like that. I am committed, and I was so sure of myself that I'm gonna be successful.
And how's it going for you, Jane?
Yeah, I did laugh.
So,
but this is
a very special case.
Yeah, at the time you didn't have it.
Yeah, it was
maybe because you two were close and
no, we weren't close. I told you I bullied her.
No, maybe because you know each other and you trusted her to be a nice person.
Well, no, we were just like shoved into it because we were somewhat related.
Mm-hmm.
So like
yeah.
People
you have to
must
look out
be
for her.
Jealous of you or something.
Her?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So it's
have
maybe.
You felt that way?
I don't know. I just I
that's why
she
you
doesn't
don't
have that kind of
that's why that's why you don't want to be seen.
She's psychologically incapable of thinking other people.
You should
are
listen
jealous
to Charlie XCX. Mia's just a cat.
I think this is the most special episode of Dream Girls.
Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out how one person can just not have a dream.
Yeah.
And it's
oh,
because
yeah.
you just
want to escape.
I just realized that.
Yeah, and
I haven't figured it out yet.
That's fine. You're still young.
I'm still young.
But it's okay. We figured out why she didn't have that in the first place. I take 2% of the credit.
How's your relationship with your mom and dad?
Please do. Yeah. Please do say it.
On the surface.
I love how you start with on the surface.
It's all good. It's, but I become another person when I'm with them.
Oh, so same. It's,
so when I'm that person, we're totally okay. But then when
real
I'm...
Real you.
Yeah.
Who is the real you?
Someone.
We asked that question and figured out that there is no... It's real just a you. Shell.
It's just a shell.
Or when I'm with them, I don't... It's as simple as when I'm with them, I play Jason Mraz songs. But then when I'm with myself, like, alone, I play...
Hollywood Undead,
and it's all like curses, like
shit, like I'm gonna throw myself off this building,
things like that.
So, yeah, you are a bad bitch, but you're just waiting to be, or something like that. Or do you have like something to say that I don't know? I don't want to assume.
What?
No, like
please assume. No, we encourage assumptions.
Like maybe there's something inside of you that. You want to let out, but you haven't find the courage to show
maybe.
It.
Most but probably. She doesn't know that yet. We have to dig it through, like, in the minds of her
let me guess
trauma.
Let me guess your astrological sign. Okay.
Okay. Please do, please. Yes.
You're an earth sign.
Am I an earth
We don't know.
Sign? I don't know that.
We don't know what signs are, like, earth, fire, water.
So you're Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn.
Nope.
This is a sign that's usually...
Scorpio.
Energetic, bright,
Leo?
Things like that. It's just that she has depression.
Leo? Sagittarius, Aries?
No. You almost mentioned everything but...
Yeah.
Libra?
No.
Capricorn?
Would we get along
if she was a Libra? I don't memorize the signs.
Gemini.
Oh my god, you're a Gemini?
It doesn't show, right?
My mom is Gemini.
It doesn't show because she's depressed.
What are Gemini supposed to be? Are they supposed to be like...
Confident.
Oh, actually,
for once.
You can show the like the dark side of a Gemini.
She doesn't have a dark side.
Maybe
you?
That is the dark side.
Not
the dark
having
side
a,
is not
having,
having
a dark side. I love this. This is like a social research. Like looking at a specimen and thinking, what happened to this?
No, person? I'm just really worried because I can see myself. I can see myself in you when I was like. Like 5 years ago? Or no, 6 years ago.
Before we
I was
met
like
and
you
started to become cool.
No, shut up.
Please talk about that. Please
no,
talk about that.
No, it's because like I'm afraid to tell my... I'm afraid to use my voice. I'm afraid to be seen. And I'm afraid to be like heard and like exist. I'm afraid to take up space. Miss Universe. Yeah.
Who are you? You're like a completely different person.
Yeah, I was afraid. And then that was when I was bullied because I was afraid to like speak up. I have these ideas in my mind, like super bright ideas. I just talk to like the nerd kids in the back of school. I have a lot of friends because I'm very talkative when I'm comfortable with people. But you know, I can like I get so like worried and like I have my empathy in you is just so big because I know that you want to express yourself. I don't want to assume and like back then I want to be heard. I want to speak. I want to like slap all the bitches. Like I'm
I think
a bad
you
bitch.
Had that yeah. for a while, but you lost
but
it.
Just I gave up
because of how long it took you to do it.
Because it still continued in high school
before
wow. we. I
Who bullied you in high school?
The same people.
Oh my god,
I still
you
went
bitches.
With them for a year.
Oh, right.
I still went with them for a year and then they got
oh
me
my
a boyfriend.
God, yes.
And then I
you
didn't
got,
know.
They
manipulated her.
They got
into...
me a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh my god, same. I got my first boyfriend because I was forced to.
Yeah, she got manipulated
and
into
what
getting a boyfriend.
I think he was. How do
he
say?
Was heartbroken, I think.
He was? Why?
Because
was he
cute?
He was like, he super liked her.
Mm-hmm. And
you
then,
didn't like
but
him.
But I didn't like him. And then my friends were like, oh no, he's
quote
he's
unquote like, friends.
Yeah.
And?
Or I think they talked with the guy and then they kind of like encouraged it. And then they talked to me and then manipulated everything.
It's so easy to manipulate her. She is like a magnet for peer pressure.
Oh my
you
God.
Can't put her in a group with other people
I was
who are evil.
I was literally like that when I was in high school. Shit. I just realized that I was manipulated. Fuck!
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. You have to go through that.
So you actually need an apology from these bitches.
Those bitches don't deserve to be happy.
Let's bully them online. Come on, let's do it.
No, let karma do it. I don't want to get bad karma.
Oh, Jane, I already have bad karma. What's more?
Listen up, you bitches. You don't deserve to be happy. You don't deserve to have your dreams hurt. I hope you'll be disappointed your whole life.
Yes, except me, because I did my retribution.
I hope you pay for your sins until you die.
It's getting personal, Jane.
Because bullies are just enemies.
Anyways.
This is getting heavy.
It's hard to do a poll time when there are no options. Poll time, give us some options of what to do. Oh, maybe that's what we should do. What do you think she should do?
Yeah, what do you want to do? It's your time to, like, speak your mind.
No, because the dream died even before it was there, so like...
But you can actually make a new one.
Something crazy. Like, oh, you remember when you wanted to make a bunker? For when the zombie apocalypse comes?
I thought about
that. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I planned it out.
Oh my god.
I had an apocalypse.
We can do that.
You had, like, food?
Or, I planned.
We thought about. She thought about it.
And guns?
I was like, I'll come over if I don't die on the way. What other hobbies did you have?
I'm collecting knives now.
Oh my god! She's the best bitch!
Oh my god, she really is a bad bitch. Yeah, yeah. Not in a creepy way, though. She collects knives, but like, you know.
But oh, like, sure, the ones creepy. With the story, like, from knives from Japan, from other...
Oh really? Can you show me?
In what way?
But it's like somewhere in your place.
Yeah, it's back. Is it really?
Oh my god, that is so interesting.
What else do I?
You can use.
You used to like computer games for a while.
Used to.
Because my brothers like took see me peer to pressure.
They always took me to.
You can always use games. Like that line. Hey, do you want to see my knives? You can go to my place.
To gain friends.
No, to hook up with someone.
To hook up with someone.
Yeah, and then if he gives you bad sex, you can just get one of your knives and you're like, hey, I got this knife from Japan.
You're not good enough. Stab. Why? Why would you even think that? Why did you think that was a good idea? Let's think about other hobbies. This applies for everyone who, like, does not have a dream currently. Who's just, like, floating in space or somewhere... Fixed somewhere like a scarecrow, not really moving or living.
Oh my god, that's so depressing.
Music. Oh, you did music?
Yeah, I did music.
You sound like one of those Disney characters. Just wanna cheer up. You sound like joy and like sad. Like
I am like a mother with, you know, those moms with like the baby. Baby diaries. This year my kid did guitar. This year my kid did this. So
that is so interesting because, like, to listen to a person who just gave up on everything. Because currently I'm very obsessed with my dream, and it's the cause of my suffering.
You know, I'm halfway there. I'm just like.
You also give up?
Not yet that much. Like, not as much as her. She is, like, zero. But tell us about music. You used to do music.
I used to be in a choir in my university. I think it was... I joined last year, but then I gave it up again. I couldn't.
Why? Some bitches bullied you again.
Maybe giving up is your passion.
Maybe
it is. I love giving up.
No, I could never... maintain something for too long.
Oh my god, same! But in other aspects of life. Okay, tell me more.
Relationships, yeah.
What? Your relationships were severely long-term. Compared to hers. Oh, you had one long-term relationship.
No, I don't.
How long?
Yeah, you did. You had one.
No, I was
long.
Just obsessed with him for a long time. I don't have a long-term relationship.
Oh, right, it was an official. But she had long-term.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Like a year?
My More. Shortest is a year.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not counting, of course, the bitch that her friend set her up.
No, yeah. Like 2 years? 3 years?
Including the courting, maybe 3 years is the longest.
Oh my god!
See, Jane, that already terrifies you. And you tell me you met this guy on fucking Omegle or what?
Oh my god, and you didn't get sick of him?
I did.
That's a point.
That's why it ended.
Like, oh.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But I had the best boyfriend I had. It was you liked him too.
Oh my god, yes.
The American guy?
Oh, how do you know this?
Can I tell you about
him? Yes. How do you know this?
You told me because he's cute. That's the only detail I know.
Was he cute?
Did I tell you he was cute?
Yes. Yeah.
And he was charming. Yeah. And he did all this white boy stuff.
He was politically correct.
Really?
Yeah. And what happened? You broke up?
Yeah. Why? He migrated back to... No, not migrated. He went back to U.S.
He lived there.
All men are trash.
No, he's not perfect. This one. He checks up on you like, hey, what up, ex-girlfriend?
And that left you devastated?
No, not really. It was the best breakup, too.
Really?
Best breakup?
What planet are you living? You have no idea what kind of breakups she has had. Like, yeah. Murder would be not impossible. The worst one...
I'm okay to talk about it.
The worst one is like, this guy was like a whole fucking abuser and a stalker.
Oh my god.
And like, kept stalking her.
Fuck, I'm scared of that shit.
No, it went to a point where I called the police.
Oh my god.
And then before the police could arrive,
and you kissed this guy?
Unfortunately, I did. No.
Oh shit.
She also doesn't have good judgment because again, like we said, in the formative years, when you fuck it up in the formative years, you fuck it up for a long time.
Yeah, and it shows. I have that too. I date emotionally unavailable guys.
It's the guys love her, like obsessed with her, but
you're just like
it's just that so obsessed that when she breaks up with him,
they go bananas.
Yeah, they just go like,
oh my god, crazy. Must be fun.
No,
that's why I'm in therapy right now.
Have you ever called the police to break up with your boyfriend?
That is so interesting, like the polar opposite. Because when I break up with guys, they literally just leave me alone. I hate that.
Jane, you are some kind of fucked up. Get help.
Oh my god. Must feel
good. Nice.
Yeah, must be nice.
No!
They never leave you alone.
This guy she dated like 5 years ago still. And he has a new girlfriend for like 2 years, I guess, and he still messages her like, I need closure.
Oh him.
God. It's probably because you don't care.
I think she does. I think she explained it.
I explained it.
She just dates.
I mean, like, you move on fast.
I do move on fast.
Yeah, she doesn't go like wallowing, crying.
Yeah.
That's why the men leave you alone. Fuck you, don't point that finger on you.
Because you get crazy when they leave you.
Yeah.
She's just like, eh.
Yeah. Okay. When it's done, it's done.
See? Oh, wow, your brain did that right. That part. So, this episode, again, is an investigation into the minds of kids who used to have dreams, but in their formative years. What is the lesson that we can take from this episode? This is a mental health episode. No, this is a behavior development episode. What do you think, Kathy? What should we learn from you?
That's what should we learn?
What should we learn from you? You know how to punch, so punch bitches.
Oh, you know how to punch. Interesting. You really are a bad bitch. I'm just waiting for that plot where your character goes wild.
She is like, she's not a bad bitch by herself. Like, she has the abilities of a bad bitch that she isn't using for the right.
Oh, you
things.
Can. I believe in character development.
So, any lessons? Parting words for people, kids out there.
Probably don't listen
dream
to this.
Less.
Because yes. This is an explicit podcast, but
dreamless
girls. Yeah. What can we say to the dreamless dream girls?
Girls.
go seek revenge. No,
Yes! Bad bitch!
Revenge.
Yes!
No.
Yes! Let it out, bitch! Let it out!
No, for real, just leave everything behind.
Your all therapist told you the same. Leave everything behind?
Or just all the baggage you're bringing right now.
Suddenly I can't hear.
Just like, it's okay to dwell on those, but choose the ones that are... Pick the ones that are positive.
Isn't that supposed to be what you're gonna sound like? Isn't the point of therapy so that your therapist can...
What else?
Based on your life experiences.
Your bullies can still be your friends. This one does.
No, not everyone.
You know what my therapist said about my being friends with you after I bullied you?
Oh my.
He was just like, you know, some bullies like to... He had this term.
Yeah.
Tend and befriend?
I think that's the
official term.
To call
tend
your...
Tend and befriend.
Guilt?
Yeah. He said that that's what I did.
Well, to my bitches out there, I'm not gonna forgive you, so your guilt can make you crazy.
I don't think those bitches are guilty, but I hope that their lives... I'm sure their lives aren't better than ours, though.
I'm sure.
Career-wise. We're still waiting on them to accidentally get pregnant.
Not all of them.
But some of them.
But pregnancy can be beautiful.
Jane, not coming from you.
Okay.
Anything else for a dreamless people?
What numbers?
It's a moment of silence for all
for
the
all the
with
dead
no
dreams.
Not even dead dreams, like dreamless. Unconceived.
you can exist. That will be your dream.
So what's our end part going to be like?
Do not
dream on, girl.
our poll time. What should be our poll be?
Our poll this time, because this is a special episode, it should be like a special open-ended poll. Special open-ended question. What can you say to the people who have given up before they even got started?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Dream Girls is a serious podcast too, bitches. You think it's just comedy. You think it's just stupid things. But this fucking pod, we have serious stuff. We have mental illnesses here and there.
Okay. Before we end this, we would like to greet our listeners from United States. From Virginia, California. Virginia, California, and it's our listeners are rising because we're now in Apple Podcasts.
And now I am
and people from
self-conscious.
Quezon, Philippines.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you find us?
And people from Talisay and Mandaue.
No, Talisay and Mandaue are our friends.
Yeah, our friends. And people from Greece. Woo! You guys,
you have listeners from Greece?
There was one listener from Greece because I talked to him already.
What?
Yeah, two.
He shared it with his Greek friends. Thank you. Aww.
Please email us. Literally, email us. Make a throwaway account and just...
What was our email?
Tell us about your dreams. Bitch!
What was your
Nana Jane, because of my social media detox, Nana Jane is now handling all of our social media pages.
Surprise, motherfuckers.
All of our socials. And she just asked me what our email was. It's dreamgirlspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, Des. Woo, email us.
Yes, email us your dreams. Or non-dreams. Never have been dreams.
Thank you, listener.
Thank you, guys. And thank you, Kathy, for not having
dreams. Thank you, Kathy. Be a bad bitch.
Yeah. Dream on, dreamless girls. My advice would be fuck all the bitches and let the wild you unleash. Because you're gonna realize that when you get older and you have your own job, you actually can control your life and you can actually escape and do the bicycle thing on your own. You can actually do that and nobody would stop you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's one regret or, like, things that you haven't done in your life, you're the one that would suffer. So it's up to you, find your voice, and use your knives.
Use your knives.
Use your knives.